need some dirt. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
Dr. Dre, Andre Young, has demanded a 5-day trial as soon as possible to judge whether his prenup still stands amid his divorce battle with Nicole Young over his $1 billion empire.
Yeah, remember he made a show of tearing up their prenup on their 20th anniversary or something, and he ripped it up, but she didn't know and didn't ask for the follow-up, so he ripped up a copy.
Right. And he is being represented by top showbiz divorce lawyer Laura Wasser. Who is also now working for Kim Kardashian.
Yes, she is.
Well, it's whoever can pay her high bills.
Yeah.
She is now the most well-known.
She is.
It used to be her dad.
Yeah, what was his name?
Thomas Wasser.
I don't know what it was.
Disney Plus announced their spring and summer lineup. I know you guys are excited for High School Musical, the series. Season 2 is starting on May 14th. Turner and Hooch, that must be a remake of the...
Yes, it is.
Was that Tom Hanks?
Dog? Yeah.
That's coming out in July. They got something called Star Wars The Bad Batch. And, you know, because they're having good luck with this WandaVision, they're doing another Marvel thing called Loki. And that's coming out June 11th.
Wow.
Loki.
Good luck.
He is the Norse god of mischief.
Yeah. Lori knows. Yeah, Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
Yeah, and Loki shows up if you watch the Vikings or you watch...
he does?
Even maybe... I don't know. I don't think Loki comes up in Uhtred, you know, the...
The
Last Kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think that was Dane Saxon.
Rocco, have you started...
watches so many shows with subtitles.
No, but The Last Kingdom doesn't have subtitles. Okay. You just use them because you want to hear every delicious word.
Because I'm old and can't hear very
well. We just like to hear all the delicious...
I put subtitles on, like, almost every time I watch them. Okay, that's all the dirt for this hour. We'll have it again in an hour, and then we'll do a longer one at 5:20.
Can't wait.
I just needed some dirt. Thank you.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
There's somebody out there listening to us in line for a car wash because it is 38 and sunny. There's puddles everywhere. There's sunshine.
My car is so dirty, and you're right. The car wash lines were so long.
Oh, I know it. I'm like, how did I drive this car before I left for Hawaii? It is so filthy. But it felt like when it was so cold
and gray,
it didn't even matter. And yeah, you couldn't have gotten it washed.
I did mine on a very, very cold day, and I just thought,
why did I do that?
Yeah.
Well, today's the day. Tomorrow's 34. Saturday, high of 40. So get out there. Wash
get
those
out
filthy
there.
Cars.
Get out there and do it.
So, you know, Martha Stewart has been in the news.
Yes, she has.
It's a recent Harper's Bazaar profile. She's really they ask her all kinds of things. Because, you know, Martha Stewart is like 71 or 72. And she was like got her stockbroker license in when she was like, you know, in her 20s,
yes,
in the 60s or whatever, maybe it was the 70s. But she's always, always an interesting interview. She's in a kind of an incredible woman. I mean,
she went to jail.
She started an empire.
Yep.
But I want to just take this moment because I really, you know, had to laugh at this Gwyneth Paltrow that she's selling a Goop vibrator.
Oh, it's available in vibrators you can buy.
It's already sold out.
But you can also buy vibrators at Target.
Is that right?
Yeah, good. Rocco told us.
Yeah, that's learned that last week.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she's shilling for the Goop-rator.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Goop-rator.
Goop-rator. Get it?
I got it.
And did this New York Times story where she was, now she's like basically taking credit for reinventing the vibrator. She's taking credit for getting people to wear masks. Mm-hmm. She's all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just remind everybody that Martha Stewart was the original person to throw shade and eye rolls at Goop.
Oh, yes, she was.
Let's just revisit the evidence. Okay. Because in 2014, Martha Stewart did an interview with Porter Magazine, and she was asked about Gwyneth Paltrow. And she said this: she just needs to be quiet. If she were confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart. Okay, that's the quote.
Yep.
And in 2013, I think that might have been the first type of shade that she threw at Goop. And the whole thing with Goop, it's she's out of touch, pseudoscience, overpriced product recommendations.
Absolutely.
Okay. However, in the fall of 2013, Bloomberg TV was interviewing Martha Stewart. What do you think of Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle venture Goop? Martha Stewart said this: I haven't eaten at Gwyneth's house and I've never seen how she lives, but if she's authentic, all the better. I mean, I certainly hope she is. She wants to be a lifestyle arbiter. Fine. Good. I think I started this whole category of lifestyle.
I love it.
Okay. And then at 2014, while Martha was at the Fortune magazine's most powerful women's summit, Gwyneth Paltrow was asked about, are you aware that Martha Stewart said, you know, you're trying to be Martha Stewart, and they referenced the Porter magazine.
Yeah.
And she said, Gwyneth said, no one has ever said anything bad about me before, so I'm shocked and devastated. I'll try to recover. If I'm really honest, I'm so psyched. She sees this as competition. I really am. And that same week, Gwyneth announced the new CEO of Goop, Lisa Gersh, who prior to working for Goop was the president and CEO of Martha Stewart mm-hmm. Living.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that even as she knew that this, she was, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
And steal the competition, that's fine. And then in the November 2014 issue of Martha Stewart Living, Martha Stewart made a reference to the whole conscious uncoupling comment that was made about her separating from her ex-husband. The publication had an article in Martha Stewart Living called Conscious Coupling, in which Martha wrote about flavor pairings
that
work well in pies.
I totally remember
it
that.
It was such good, good mm-hmm. shade. And then she also, in 2017, on Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live, a fan called in to ask Martha about Goop, and she just said, who's Goop? And took a sip of her drink.
Hmm. She's like Mariah Carey.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. are you tired yet? Because I've got a couple more.
Mm-hmm. Who's J-Lo?
In 2019, Martha was a guest on a radio show hosted by Alex Rodriguez, and they were talking about success, career, failure. And when she was asked by Alex Rodriguez how she would describe what Gwyneth Paltrow is doing in comparison to what she created years ago, Stewart said this: I don't follow Goop. Sometimes I look at products she's selling. I wish every young entrepreneur well, and I hope that there are many, many, many different kinds of entrepreneurs. If they're movie stars or hardworking women like I am, who are not movie stars, and maybe in the history of language, I don't think the word or has ever been so loaded.
Jeez.
Let me read that again.
Yeah.
If they're movie stars or hardworking women like I am, who are not movie stars.
Jeez.
Anyway, she didn't talk about it at all in this recent Harper's Bazaar. She focused on her lasting influence on lifestyle brands, sexism.
Because she was in a boys club stockbroker world.
She calls it, you know, she thinks of her business as a solar system. That's how she's always treated her business thing, that
she's the sun. She's the sun, and the planets operate around her.
Yeah, and she's in CBD gummies, you know, with Snoop. And it's probably for the best that she wasn't asked about it, because Gwyneth, I mean, you know, she put the steam your vagina, put the jade egg in your vagina, selling a candle that smells like your vagina, and a $9,000 hiking necklace for wellness purposes, walking out in the grass and training. I mean, it's, I'm glad she wasn't asked because
she would have gone off.
That last one was just so good, I want one more. But anyway, I'd love to know what Martha thinks about all the vag business. And now we've got the goop braider and everything else. I would love it, but she's too busy reinventing her brand and giving interviews and hanging out with Snoop Dogg.
She actually...
Love her. But I just thought that was a good... Yeah. And I want to thank Refinery 29 helped
with the memory. Yeah, they do a nice job.
With all of
they
that.
They do a nice job. Refinery 29.
I don't follow Goop. I wish everybody luck if they're movie stars or hardworking women like I am who are not movie stars. Oh, my God. Or
remember, and Bethany Frankel was one on early on a Martha Stewart competition show, and she did not like Bethany Frankel. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Martha speaks her mind. Martha kind of
had
fun.
Her show before Trump had The Apprentice with that Martha
before
Stewart.
Before all of that
thing.
Yeah. She did.
Anyway, Rocco, did you like knowing that she's good and shady with Goop? We cannot stand Goop, by the way.
If you didn't know, I have not.
But I like Gwyneth sometimes.
But she's such a continuous douche.
Yep.
She's the female version, you know, of kind of like Justin Timberlake. There's too much douche canoe in the douche lake, in the douche mind to get out of it.
Okay, let's douche on.
Yeah.
I mean,
she sold stickers that she said could cure cancer.
I know, she's nutty.
Yeah.
She's nutty. Look at the time.
Yeah, I know it.
It's time for
randoms. We do have to go, Julia. Uh-huh. All right, I thought you were kidding me. All right, we'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, so I sent this to you. I just sent this to you, Rocco. Lori's already seen it. And if you follow Lori and Julia on Instagram, you will see this. So this morning, it's garbage day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my garage, and it's attached to my townhouse, and I'm walking out with my two garbage bins, and I'm rolling down, and I have this thing next to my my drain from a... There's like a little apron roof above my garage.
Oh, I like the use of the word apron in conjunction with a roof. It's so, like... Sounds official.
It's whatever. And so I have this drain pipe. And for some reason, I don't know if this is where my dryer heat comes out or my house heat comes out. But literally, in the time of tundra that we were just experiencing, from the bottom up, I would watch every day this ice sculpture grow and grow and grow and grow.
Very, very phallic.
Very phallic, yeah. But not like what it was today. So it's growing straight, it's growing round, it's got like a good circumference of like, 6 or 7 inches round, and it's straight, okay?
Right.
So today, when I'm bringing out my garbage, it's leaning in a position that it looks like a man's penis.
It looked familiarly, familiar. It's a familiar look, shape, everything.
And at the tilt, because it's melting at a dramatic rate. And so when I saw it, I just burst out laughing.
Right.
And I thought, I posted on Instagram. I'm like, is this a sign?
It's a sign. Spring is coming.
I saw that this morning, and I thought 100% that was a Lori thing.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, of course.
So all the comments.
Julia's got a dirty mind, too.
Of course I do.
Who came up with phallicicle? That's so good.
Thank you. But I already had a typo. I saw that I walk out of my house this a.m. I walked. Oh, you know, right. I always have a typo.
So it's a phallicicle. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And so my friend Lisa says, I'm so amused that everyone thinks this is Lori posting because everyone's like, oh, Lori, Lori, son, you're so dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lori, you're so dirty. And I'm just laughing, thinking, this is so me. And I wanted to say Julia, but I don't, because sometimes I say Julia's mom or Lori's mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't. And she's like, Julia, what you gonna do with that bad boy? But the comments are hysterical.
That's funny.
And by the time... someone says phallic or middle finger from Old Man Winter.
Oh.
People are like...
I totally saw
same. People are saying, too funny. Yeah. I'm happy to see you this morning. definitely a sign, you know.
It is.
Just people going on, only you. Forget the ice. Someone wants to know about the car behind it. Good morning. But it was just so, it made me laugh so hard.
Funny.
So I'm leaving like 2 hours later because it's a Wednesday. And what do? On Wednesday, I drive to the airport and I take a COVID test. I'm traveling next week. And I just, it's so easy to do that. I just want to make sure I'm not getting it and spreading it. And so I'm on my way to the airport and I shut the garage door. And it's
gone. Was that COVID testing bragging? Kind of humble bragging?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah, I know. But you're kind of like...
I do it on Wednesdays. I've been doing it.
Yeah, this is strange to me right now.
No, but, my mom still refuses to be around me. Without
she
a mask.
How come she come over?
Because she likes you better, Lori. And apparently everyone on Instagram does too. Everyone likes you better. Is that ice single? I mean, people have written some really... This just made me laugh. So I'm driving out, and I shut my garage door. And
you deserve to go viral for that.
Don't you? How do we do that?
Well, we got to ask people to, you know...
What do you do?
We should tweet it.
All right, we can.
Yeah, I mean, that should be... Yeah. And I'll tweet Rex Chapman. Maybe he'll think it's funny.
It was so...
But he does, like, videos more.
It was so funny. And then I'm leaving, and I shut my garage door, and it's all melted. It was all gone. So
I'm glad you got it.
I had to take out my garbage, and it just... Because it made me laugh hard. So if anyone wants a funny, I think people are clever. But everyone's like, Laurie, you're so dirty.
Yeah.
And my friend Lisa's like, not Laurie, she's not dirty. She is dirty. What happened? What happened 45 years ago today, you asked? The Eagles' Greatest Hits became the very first album in the U.S. to be certified platinum for selling 1 million copies the year 1976. Did we all have that blue album? It was a light blue cover.
Yeah,
I had it. Yeah.
And then there was Volume 2 that came out later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That had like Life in the Fast Lane on
it. That was always played like, at you know, just, I just, it You're was the soundtrack of kegs.
It was.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. It's National Tortilla Chip Day. Do you guys, now Lori, I know that you like chips and salsa.
Love.
Do you like queso? Do you like guacamole with it? Do you like?
I like salsa. I like it all, but I mean, I always have chips and salsa in my house.
Wacko, is that a thing for you?
The queso, I feel like the queso is kind of fattening, but I talked yesterday about the El Burrito Mercado salsas. I would drive across town to pick up some of those salsas.
I will. I like Paul Newman's mango.
I do too.
I like
pineapple salsa that they make at Kowalski's.
Yes, there's a good one at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. There's another local person here. I can't think of the salsa. I spread my salsa money around.
Nice.
You know, because I love it. But I love, that is my favorite snack.
Chips and salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does work.
More than chips and dip. I just look at that and I think, no, at least I don't know, it must be some kind of a thing. It doesn't feel as filling, or you can stop at, you don't eat as much.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I think.
I went all in. I've been going all in on eating. I'm going to win an award, I think.
Okay.
I'm just going all in. I'm just going to own it. Okay, so... the very first build-it-yourself furniture item IKEA ever created.
Let me guess. And then, like Rocco guessed. I'm going to guess it was a desk.
Okay, Rocco.
I'll go with a drawer, dresser drawer.
It was a table. It was a side table called Love It. L-O-V-E-T.
I was going to say a table, too.
And it was in 1956. And now to keep up with what they're doing now, if you remember when I was kind of obsessed watching the tiny houses, when HGTV had that series on the tiny houses?
Yeah.
Well, IKEA now is getting in on the tiny house movement. So for $47,550, they're selling 187 square foot tiny house with built-in furniture, a small kitchen and bathroom, and it can go on a trailer.
And it would already be in.
And you can go on it and take it on a trailer, so it's portable.
I get claustrophobic thinking about that tiny of a space. Okay. I just know that tiny house is like anxiety for me.
It is.
Kind of. I don't want to turn around and there I am. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That whole idea of like closet.
Just being that so small.
Having everything I love in a closet, and then including my room and my kitchen and my bathroom.
You wouldn't do well in Nomadland.
Oh, in the camper van? No,
you would not do well.
Mm-mm.
Because literally, you turn around and it's all right there.
Yeah.
Let me turn to the left. Oh, there's a bed. I can't move. Oh, let me turn to the right. Oh, my toilet's right there.
Right.
But surprise. At least you could wake up the next day in a new place.
You could.
Which some people really love a nomadic, you could do that. But I think Nomadland sounds like it was more like financial circumstances, which have led people to
financial circumstances.
Have nomadic.
Yes. Lifestyles.
Yeah.
And it would be terrible to live that way here because it's so bloody cold.
Right.
Here would be the summer. You'd come here in the summer. Here's a little factoid. Do you know why doctors wear blue or green scrubs?
No.
I don't.
They're the opposite side of the color wheel from red and pink, which are the colors of blood.
Yeah.
Which would make you hard to, if everyone's in pink and red, you wouldn't be able to see the blood.
Right.
So there's a little something to tell your kids. Well, never
candy
got.
Candy stripers wore red.
Well, they didn't.
Yeah, they weren't in traumatic situations.
They were delivering orange juice and applesauce.
Get them away from the blood.
Right. Do they even have candy that job anymore?
Probably stopped. Everything stopped. They don't even allow visitors right now. Okay. But that always looked like it would be a fun job, I thought.
Not me. I don't like the smell of hospitals. I agree with Mary Crosby on that one. Yeah. I don't care what they do. There's a disinfectant. Vomit.
Lori, you almost made me spit out my water. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But it's all mixed together. An emergency room more smell than the other, just because there's so much happening.
You don't.
But there's a definite smell.
Okay, got
it. You can't cover it up.
Got it. It's never bothered me. All right, so there, we learned something today. I'm not quite sure what.
I'm not either, but we'll be
there
right back.
Something.
We got Rocco with the traffic. We got Billie Eilish coming up on Stephen Colbert. That's all we can tell you.
Yeah, that was a good interview. We'll have to talk about that.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. I don't know what day it is today. I should have written it. It's Wednesday. I'm all off because I was on vacation, and it's just like one day blends into the next until I always kind of just get the, panicked feeling like, okay, what's the date again today? When are we flying home?
Oh, when you're on the road.
When you're just like doing something that's just
today's
very
Wednesday,
relaxing.
Today's Wednesday the 24th,
you
I believe.
You can kind of forget. So it's Wednesday, but I've been thinking it's Tuesday, so tomorrow will be Thursday. This is going to be an exciting week, having 4 days off and being off a day. You know what I mean? No, these are the things
we
get excited about. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because we haven't had Rocco, you took a day off last week. You needed to recharge.
I need time
you're
off.
You're taking time off. Yep. No.
Listen to me.
Well, even you just do this thing called life in this last year has just been
draining.
We had no idea. Maybe about a year ago. No, we had no idea what was coming. We were still ignorant and blissful and not knowing anything. Some people knew and decided not to share. That was really mean. Okay, so Billie Eilish, she's got a documentary to
those
promote.
Meanies.
She's got a documentary to promote. It's called The World is a Little Blurry. And I told you she's the cover story of Vanity Fair for the February issue. Great interview. Posted on our show page today is a really fun video from the Vanity Fair Hollywood cover, and it's a video of everyone who's in it, though. But Roger Friedman just basically said, have they run out of anybody? He just couldn't believe it was so lame. Vanity Fair, they're not. He just thinks it's just kind of, it's lost its luster and its pizzazz. And it's not all just because Graydon Carter is gone, although Roger thinks it's because of that. But I think it's a hard time for magazines,
it's
and it has been
for
newspapers, and that's been going on way before COVID.
Yes, it has, but
But the video is really kind of fun, and they did, I kind of like it. But Billie Eilish, I was really curious to see her interview with Stephen Colbert and what kind of chemistry they were going to have.
She looked gorgeous.
You forget how young she is.
I know. Is she 17 or 18?
Well, she's 21 now,
she's
20.
Old?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Okay.
Yeah. Which cut should we go with first, Rocco?
About the same thing, right? They're all kind of about dealing with fans.
Let's start with that one.
I cut it into three parts.
Okay, thanks.
Does the camera change the observed in any way? I mean, there's a maxim of physics I don't really understand, which is observation changes what's being observed. How did it change you? Are you really you in this?
Good question.
That's what I do.
So I think I am. I think that it's really important to know, though, as an audience member of a doc, this doc and every other doc, of just being very conscious of the fact that it's not everything. Like, you're seeing a sliver of my life at that time, you know? Mm-hmm. And even though and I say that because I grew up watching documentaries about artists and about whatever, and in my head when I was younger, I just immediately, naturally was like, oh, now I know every single thing about them. I know everything they've been through and everything they were going through and thinking about. And I think you tend to feel like that because as people we go, well, what I know is all there is to know. Naturally. So I think it's important for people to know that it's not all that was going on. There's a ton that isn't in there, but it's pretty much me. And it's kind of a huge bummer because I was super annoying then. I know it's rough. It's hard for me to watch.
Wow.
And she's 19, Julia.
I knew she wasn't 21.
She's 19 and she was born in 2001.
Jeez, doesn't that date you?
Her massive success hit at 17. So this was all stuff that was filmed. Like, we see her in bed with Grammy nominations, which would have been a year and a half ago for the Grammy she won in 2020. You know, so she's 17, 18. I don't know what all this footage is from. I'm thinking it's from that, and it's also from family stuff.
Sure, growing up.
So here's a little bit more.
Do you ever have trouble giving them everything that they might want from you?
All the time. All the time. I mean, it's half the time that I feel like I need to give them more, and half the time I feel like I've given too much. And it's a funny balance. Because it's, you know, since the beginning, I've wanted to have a relationship with the fans that I would have wanted as a fan. Like, that was my goal. I wanted to be the artist that I would want to be a fan of. You can't have a bad moment. Like, doesn't matter what you're feeling or thinking or what's going on, what you just went through or anything at all. Like,
because it's their best moment.
Exactly. It's their best moment. And that's the thing of, like, you know, I find myself being like, oh my God, I don't want to take a picture. I don't want to. And then I'm like, you know what? You know, in my head, I'm thinking that. But then I'm like, you know what? Like, you know how minor this is for me to do to, like, make somebody really happy? Mm-hmm. And it's really like you forget that. But you have to remember that that moment means so much to those people. The smallest thing can mean the biggest thing. And that's the truth.
But she's so young and she's saying, and Stephen, they had really great chemistry. But, you know, one thing that people have known about Billie Eilish since she became famous is very close with her mom and dad. And you can see her parents probably having that fame conversation with her as she's freaking out about strangers coming up to her.
Initially she hated it.
Yes.
I heard on something else.
Yeah. So, and she's promoting The World's a Little Blurry, which is on Apple TV starting Friday.
Okay. Got it.
Is what she's out there for. And I remember Casey's son going to see Billie Eilish. I feel like she was at the Armory. Maybe. 3 years ago.
You'll have to look that up.
Look it up, I'm pretty sure. And I'm like, who is this Billie Eilish? And I feel like I think she uploaded the song Ocean Eyes to SoundCloud.
That's how it all started.
And that's how it got started. But she was only
13 or 14.
14 or something. That was 2015.
So 2019 was the Armory.
It was, okay.
Yep, June of 2019.
And I really, like, I was just like, just vaguely aware of her. And he's like, oh, no, she's going to be the next big thing and blah, blah, blah. Because the Armory, what is that, like 7,000 people?
8,000. She, according to this, played First Ave April 2018.
That might have been the show that he saw her at, but I can't remember. I think he told me the Armory. Yeah. So, like you, Rocco, when you saw, who'd you say you saw at First Ave?
Oh, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, you know, like to see somebody. I mean, I saw Katy Perry at First Avenue. Rocco.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Did she shoot whipped cream out of
no,
her boobs?
No, this
or
is before all this of this, is- when this was her first album, and I was absolutely crazy for her. And I was introducing Julia and the Cabin Girls to this new Katy Perry. And then
we were in New York and we saw her. She was performing there, but we saw her, you saw her randomly across the street from wherever we were.
But I mean, no one went with me. I went to Katy Perry by myself. It was an all ages show, and I was the only lady there without a teenager. I just had to be me and a teenager, Julia. And I just rambled around, and she was like really magnetic. And I remember coming in and telling Julia, oh my God, I just saw somebody who's incredible.
She did.
So it is fun, but she was, you know, I think maybe 3 dates into a sold out worldwide tour.
She was when COVID happened. Yes.
Yeah. So let's play the next one, Marco.
Okay. You do not know what you're saying, how it's affecting people. You could say the littlest thing and not remember you said it, and it could ruin somebody's life. Or the other way around. You could say one compliment and it was just something you thought, and it makes somebody feel completely different and better about themselves. And it's just like, we forget that what we do really affects other people and in very large ways. And so it's kind of a tough battle of like, I am feeling really, really, really horrible, and I want to be screaming, and I can't because I don't want them to have a bad experience, and I don't want them to have a bad moment. And then, you know, they think about it. That the idea that somebody could meet me and have a bad experience makes me want to jump off a cliff. Like, seriously, I want everyone that I come in contact with to feel completely just the highest high that they could possibly feel. And if anybody hasn't felt that, I hate that. And I'm sure it's because I was, you know, going
human,
through some.
Because you're human. Yes. Because you're human.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
tough being immortal.
So they her honesty is just something, and you can feel like, you know, it just comes really, off of her in waves.
It is so great to hear her say, and both of them say, you know, like, first, a fan to meet a celebrity, it's their best moment. It makes them so happy. I mean, I think the day I met John Bon Jovi in 1985 and Eddie Van Halen in 1985. I can't remember being any happier ever in my life.
Yeah, it really
and we
does.
We feel and that way about a lot of people we've met.
And we've met people who've been mean to us. And we've never let them forget it. Or anyone who listens to our show, you know. So to have that at
a
young age.
But it's so simple to smile and say hi. But she's grounded, Lori.
Julia,
she's so grounded.
You freaked out when we were getting fanned. When we first, Julia.
Only thing I ever said to you, if you're going to say I freaked out, I didn't. But here's
the only.
Well, not
freaked out, but you didn't.
It was different.
It was overwhelming for you, and I had to, I gave you the fame conversation, which was.
I love it that you're my older sister.
I am your older sister, and I was just like, people are happy to meet us, so you are going to be happy to meet them, because we are just like these. We might be aunties, we might be like sisters, we might remind them
girlfriends
of their moms or friends.
Yeah.
Or you don't know, but radio is such a meaningful connection when people feel like it. And I had to have this conversation with Casey.
Oh, well, yeah, that.
But I'm just saying that, like, for her to be this young, you know that her parents
did a good job.
Yeah, they really did. To make her realize that, because you're right. We love when we meet somebody that we're.
And I love it when people say hi to us. And we're always gracious. That was so at the beginning.
That was at the beginning.
It was weird.
Yes.
It was weird.
And you have forgotten about that.
I guess you forgot
that I gave you the fame conversation, if you will, just in the sense of. You know, it's so easy to make somebody's day and be.
Oh,
and see,
100%.
I thought I was going to be famous, you know, by like third grade.
Well, I was going to have cocktails with Julia before Oprah.
I know, but third grade, Julia, I've been preparing.
You beat me.
Preparing for fame, Rocco, with my Barbie dolls since third grade. So I already knew way back when that I was just going to love it. You know, so she is really, really sweet.
And her relationship with her brother is really cute, and she's really likable and real.
Anyway, so Apple Plus on this Friday. The world is a little blurry.
I know you're going to watch it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Rocco might watch it.
We have to sign up for Apple Plus again.
Oh,
I'm waiting for the morning.
It's only like $5, right?
I know. I'm waiting for the morning show to come back.
Yeah.
But you can watch Ted Lasso.
I know.
It's not worth it just for Ted Lasso.
The For All Mankind, isn't that Apple Plus thing? Is that people are talking about that one right now?
That's on PBS, the Great Creatures, Big and Small, or For All Mankind?
It's something I keep seeing, and I'm like, I got to look into that. I think it's Apple Plus.
All right. There's so many streaming things. There's just too much, you guys. All right. Listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. Somebody post a clip of the lyrics to Driver's License with some emojis. Julia, you're going to Hollywood speak it. It wasn't you.
All right.
Okay, Julia. Yep. Riddle me this.
All right, I'm going to try.
Kim Kardashian shared a poignant little segment from Olivia Rodrigo's heartbreak tune, Driver's License. She took to Instagram. This was on Monday, and shared a video shot of a car window while out driving mountains and basically Calabasas. And in the background are Rodrigo's these lyrics. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them because they'll never know you the way I do. You know, today I drove through this. You know, it's the main part of the...
You can find the song, for people to remember. Because this is from High School, the musical, to High School.
Yeah, this is
Olivia.
And I've
listened to this probably 500 times.
Right, right.
Probably. It's a great breakup song.
Breakup song, heartbreak song. Yes. And the song played out over three poster stories, and she had white, green, and black heart emojis bookended by knife emojis. So... if you can, Hollywood speak it, I am happy to, but I think you can. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. Oh gosh, this song. This is a heartbreak song about having to break up with someone. Either they broke your heart or they basically broke your heart. If you're posting the lyrics about it and listening to this song, you've had your heart broken.
It's all about heartbreak. It's totally you had your heart broken.
But by her posting the lyrics, she's wanting to let us know that it's, you know, it's breaking her heart that she's had to break up with Kanye. The knives are letting us know that he knifed her in the heart. She had no choice.
Mm.
That's what I take.
Lorene, you're so much better.
What about
the colors of the hearts? The black, the green?
That might just be her kids' favorite colors. I don't read as much into that, but the fact that she's posting the lyrics she's heartbroken. She didn't have a choice. That's what the knives are telling us.
Did you hear the promo I made where you tried to talk about the colors of heart emojis and Lori smacks you down?
No.
That one started running today. It's pretty good. Remember you were like, and the yellow one is for when you're going through Texas and you have the yellow rose. And
Oh, dear. Already just reliving it.
But here they are being used in something. And had you listened to me, people, we would know what the color of these hearts meant to them.
Yeah.
Because there's significance there.
Well, that could be another layer to it. But the biggest clue she's giving us, well, that's the second biggest, right. The lyrics.
Yeah, the lyric, this song,
okay, And also, you know, she's probably people have been asking her for 4 or 5 years, knowing her sisters, when are you going to dump this guy?
Right.
And
I think
she
was crazy in love with him.
Yeah, she was. So she's letting us know that, but the knives are out. So if I were Kanye, I'd be careful about, you know, everything that he does as far as like, he better not ever go off. I would go off on her the way he did on Twitter, that 18-hour thing when the world was fascinated watching like a guy. You're like, we knew he was having a meltdown.
Right.
You know, that something bad was happening with him mentally.
It was so uncomfortable. Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
And then to have it be so public.
Yes. And so that was, you know, I know that people are saying, it was the MAGA thing or whatever, but it was the... Here's the thing. Well, Kanye is an only child, I'm pretty sure.
He is.
Am I right about that, Rocco?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Raised by a single mom.
And so one of the things, though, anyone who isn't anything more than a three or two person family. Like if you have a really small family, the dynamics of how you relate with other families. But for the most part, I'm going to say that 95% of people, when it comes to family, you can say bad things about somebody that's in your family.
Oh, but if other people do, that's just
and
wrong.
And that includes right. anyone who marries into the family and the golden, you know, you keep yep. it. Dirty laundry is not to be aired out. And
never.
You keep all of that. And the more public you are, right. of course, the more. But right. anyway, even if you're not public, I mean, there are falling out that happen sometimes with siblings because somebody blabbed about something that they weren't supposed
right.
to. I mean, it's a big rift-causing thing to step out on your family by name, by all of this, you know, like I have a mean sister and a good sister, but we all joke about it.
I'm just so grateful.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys do.
And we even send each other cards. Mm-hmm. Who's the mean sister? Who's, you know,
you're
I
right.
mean, it's like a thing with us. But anyway, when he did that, she
there was no going
there
back.
Was no going back for her.
No,
you know, or she said you have to take your medication.
Right. Yeah, I think that would have just been so painful.
So anyway, so Kim is sad, yeah. but the reason also why she posted that story on Monday night, she knew Chris multiple sources Jenner would be speaking to People magazine, and they're already laying the story out that they have a different vision of the world. So as we go forward with the shared custody thing, stay tuned because, you know,
how they want their kids to be educated, how they want their kids to do this. Right?
He's
right.
going to be a difficult person.
Yeah, I know. You know. Well, he lives in another state.
Yeah, but it's going to be difficult, and yeah. she knows that. So you see how she's showing us heartbreak on Monday night on Instagram, and Chris, multiple sources, Jenner,
jeez.
Is hard at work at People with the story about that.
All right,
and that's
fine.
A Laura Wasser tried and true thing because even in her divorce when she was representing Brad Pitt. That's been one of the things, stories that would be out there in the Brad Pitt Angelina is Brad had a different vision of parenting. Laura Wasser likes that publicity card.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's innocuous. Okay. There's all kinds of, there's one specific story. There's a guy across the pond they're milking a lot of, Prince Harry and Meghan sell a lot of newspapers and tabloids.
Yes, they
do. I will say that. Probably since Princess Diana, nobody sold more tabloids. But this one royal watcher, Princess Diana would have been furious with Prince Harry because she would want him to be part of the monarchy. I say BS.
I do too. And you know what happened 40 years ago today?
What?
1981, Buckingham Palace announced the engagement of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer.
No, I think if she saw what had been happening to his wife, she'd say go and yeah. I'll try and help you.
Yeah, I'll come live with you.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back.